Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 16th of October, and here is mostly cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and later on we can expect partly cloudy with a passing shower. Temperatures between low 24 to high 31, with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour and chance of precipitation is 57%. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 44%. There will be events for our community on Tuesday 21st in the spirit of Let's Celebrate Diwali Festival of Light Together. As usual, those celebrations will occur at Bharat Nivas at 7 p.m. and 7:45, fireworks with all our children at the entrance of the auditorium. Follow would be a live concert of fusion music in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium. But for further program and details of the musicians, we can look for announcements at Solar Kitchen Purtu's Town Hall and Auroville Bakery. Also, Upasana will celebrate Deepavali as is a tradition, but they will celebrate it on Thursday, 23rd at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. And we are all invited to join them for light, flowers and sweets. And here's another joyful news from the community, and congratulations goes to Taranti, Ruben and Enya. Enya got a little sister, and Laura Paz was born on 5th of October. And the parents would like to thank Dr. Vandana and midwife Bala Murphy for their hard work and support. They are also thanking family and friends who held in their thoughts and made this event a joyful celebration for them. From International Zone comes an invitation to all representatives of the pavilions of the International Zone to present work projects and the current and future organization of all the pavilions on Saturday 25th of October. The meeting will take place at Unity Pavilion at 2:30 p.m. Pavilion groups are also requested to bring the documentation. And the aim of this meeting is to work together to a coherent plan of action to bring clarity for those who don't have a good understanding of the project in a spirit of unity and respecting this diversity. So let us move together, and as International Zone saying, let us move together to be stronger and finally succeed in the activities as well as in the construction of the International Zone. The Auroville Council informed us that 30 people from the community have so far proposed names for the Feedback Review Committee, who will be responsible to the process the feedback received on nominees for Working Committee and the Auroville Council to participate in the 3-day selection process. They have decided to give more time for your participation, which is essential for the fruition of this process. The committee will be dissolved after their task has been fulfilled, and the members of this committee will, however, be asked to participate in and support the 3-day selection process for the new working committee and for some new members for the Auroville Council. If you have not sent yet PFI names of those you feel are fit for the Feedback Review Committee, we are requested to do so, to send it to AVC office at auroville.org/in. And they're thanking us for our support. At Gallery Square Circle, Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, in an International Zone, yesterday they inaugurated the outdoor, an exhibition of landscape paintings by Ezilar Rasan, Krishnaraj, Sujit, Shanmugan, Silambarasan, Tangarasu, and the exhibition will be open until end of October. On Tuesday 21st, between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., at SAIA Conference Hall, we are invited again to our Learning Collectively, the Auroville Economy Part 2. And this time topic is the Auroville Economy, Auroville Units and Services, Unity in Diversity. The event is organized by Auroville Campus Initiative, and they are happy to present Jill on the evolution of Mother's vision on Auroville economy, Alain on chronological account of Auroville's economic experiment, Nicole and Isha on overview of Auroville service landscape, and moderator Alan. Having covered some of general features and characteristics of the Auroville economy in the previous session, they now want to delve deeper into some of the economic practices that have emerged within the context of our community life. Therefore, this and the following session will focus on the emergence and evolution of services and commercial units and further reflect on the existing perceptions, realities, aims, challenges and opportunities surrounding these economic experiments. And then, let's go back to the spirit of Diwali, because there are many units and services will be closed. Auroville Bakery will be closed on Wednesday 22nd, and they're asking us to pick up Wednesday order on Tuesday. Solar Kitchen and Lateral House will be closed on 22nd too, A Natural Man and Garden Cafe will be closed also on 22nd. But our security service would like to share with all residents and guests that they are confirming that the thief from Eda and Chivanadi village was caught on 8th of October. But it is important that all residents and guests remain vigilant, as they have received several reports of people roaming around inside communities after the capture of the above mentioned thief. They are asking us to call them immediately if we see or hear anything or anyone suspicious at 944-309-0107 or 944-336-2691. And as Diwali approaches, they would like to remind everyone that as per the law regarding pollution control, citizens are not allowed to light firecrackers between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. And there's also the news that RV Planner 2015 is ready to be sold and are waiting for our orders and has gone under some changes in format and design. The size is now smaller as following requests from friends and customers. We can now take RV Planner easily with us in pocket. It comes with 174 thin pages and 12 double page color photos printed in 4 colors, and the photos were taken in RV by Giorgio, Tina, and depict RV life, the Lotus Bridge and the Matrimandir Nursery, the waterfall in the recently finished Matrimandir Garden, art exhibition, dance, circus, music performance, theater in Pitanga, Unity Pavilion, Arvil's birthday bonfire, and more. And the price is 135 rupees, including packing and postage. Wellpaper is posting the post for the photographer. Wellpaper is a project that empowers local village women with skills to build, manage, and maintain self-sustaining units. And Wellpaper products are handmade, eco-friendly, and transforming recycled newspaper into art and access. And they need a photographer, or a student of photography is also welcome, who will be willing to volunteer and take the photos of all their products in order to help them with the marketing. If you're interested to help them to promote Wellpaper's social vision and be part of this beautiful project, you can contact them on wellpaper@orville.org.in or you can call them on 262-2219. Next March, between 6 to 16, a festival with the title What is Orville is coming up. The Orville Foundation is hosting a big festival in Chennai in March 2015 to inform Chennai population about the work being done in Orville. Beside the organized events, all Orvillians are invited and welcome to propose their own activity in Chennai during the festival. This will be at our own initiative and our own cost, but will be presented under the festival schedule, be included in the media campaign, and will benefit by the publicity that will be arranged by outreach media. This will help to enlarge the diversity of our festival. The Orville Art Service is approaching various venues in Chennai to open the possibilities for art exhibition and performances for any Orville artist. If you would like to exhibit or perform or do a reading or workshop or any other artistic activity in Chennai during What is Orville, we are requested to contact them with our proposal and they will try to find the venue for it. Let's conclude with cinema. At Visitor Center today at 8 p.m. we can see science fiction action Oblivion, made in 2013 and directed by Joseph Kosinski. Tomorrow they will screen The Hobbit Unexpected Journey Extended, which was made in 2012, and it also it's fantasy, adventure and action, directed by Peter Jackson. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat News tomorrow at 7:45 they will screen The Chess Players, directed by Sanjit Rai, was made in India in 1977. And also tomorrow but at 7 p.m. at Sadhana Forest they will screen At the Edge of the World, directed by Dan Stone. Orlac will screen on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. The Breathing God, which is a journey of the origin of modern yoga, and it's a movie about Jens Schmidt Jarre with Iyengar and Patabi Joshi. The French Pavilion and Quebec present an exceptional French documentary, also on Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, with the title Le Peuple Invisible and directed by Richard Desjardins and Robert Mondier. At Zephyr Visitor Center upstairs, tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see Documentary Disruption within climate change movies. And tonight at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see French movie Sarafine. It was made in France and Belgium in 2008 by writer and director Martin Provost. On Saturday there was screen drama like Father and Son, which was made in Japan in 2013 by writer and director Hirokazu Kurida. As children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, there was screen family animation comedy Tangled, made in USA in 2010 by director Nathan Greeno. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club within Luchino Visconti Film Festival, we can see drama Conversation Piece, which was made in Italy in 1974, of course, by director Luchino Visconti. And the mother wrote, "If the growth of consciousness were considered the principal goal of life, many difficulties would find their solution." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.